All right, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiker.
How are you?
Just okay. Yeah, how about you?
I'm good. I've got one day of the tournament under the belt and heading back for day two.
You ever get tired of basketball?
No.
I know you get tired, period.
Well, you get physically tired, particularly when you're working, you know, four games a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, just and then you go back, fall in bed, and get up and do it again the next day, particularly now with the way the tournament format
is. That's a long, grueling day when you've got four games.
Games, but it's okay. Hey, I ain't digging a ditch.
You're not complaining.
I ain't putting tile down in the middle of July on some roof.
So many people would love to switch places with you.
Very blessed. Get no complaints out of me.
You really are.
Thank you.
That's a good job.
Well, we're doing UNC in the ACC tournament again.
Uh-huh. For those, if you don't know, Freddie keeps stats and does other things for the networks and just, you know, gets to see a lot of games, that's for sure.
And it is particularly kind of
stressful.
Crazy, a little stressful because I'm working with both the ACC network, which is Raycom, and ESPN simultaneously through the entire tournament. So that means one ear is one truck and the other ear is another truck.
Oh, boy, that's tough, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they're probably not going to replace you because, you know, they would have to get somebody else who could do all that, and that's not really that easy to do.
Kind of hard to do, and I am used to it.
And you've been doing it a long time.
A lot of voices in my head, and about 10 more than the two or three I already have.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to say that. Well,
all right, UNC in the ACC tournament. Everybody ready?
Yeah, I am.
When the Heels last won the ACC tournament title, which ACC team did they defeat to win the championship? When the Heels last won the ACC tournament title, and that should have been 2008, what ACC team did they defeat to win the championship?
I'm just not that good at remembering this stuff.
Well, this one's a little bit of a surprise because the team they beat doesn't have a history of making that deep a run into the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
So that's a clue.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, Freddie Kiker asking questions about ACC tournaments of the past.
Yes, and the last time North Carolina won the ACC tournament title, that was 2008.
Right. And this particular team, I mean, I'm not that good at remembering this stuff. Freddie has to give me hints.
Well, that's okay. But, I mean, this team just traditionally does not have the opportunity to make deep runs into the ACC tournament. It's just, unfortunately, been a part of their ACC tournament history.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that Carolina beat since we've talked?
Clemson.
Yes. Yeah. Clemson Tigers.
And
it was when Oliver Purnell had those pretty good Clemson teams. And remember the unbelievable, there were great matchups that year with Clemson. Fantastic games. This tournament title was in Charlotte. Carolina defeated Clemson 86-81 for their 17th ACC championship.
Pretty decent game, yeah. You know, Clemson has such a remarkable record in Chapel Hill. You know,
that's remarkably bad. That's just, I mean, there's been three or four times when I remember all the media were, you know, jumping on all over the fact, you know, this is it. This is going to be it.
This is going to be the year.
And this was this past season.
Yeah.
Because the Heels were struggling. And
exactly.
That was one of those turning points when the Heels unleashed this buzzsaw that, wow.
Doesn't seem to matter, does it? Doesn't seem to matter who's on which team. I mean, you know, they could switch rosters with the Miami Heat and still couldn't win up here.
Unbelievable. So, I think the Heels are going to be playing in the tournament tomorrow because being in the top four, they get that two-round bye in the new tournament format. So, Roy Williams, okay, guys, play well. Play well and have fun.
Exactly. Just take care of your business. Don't worry about the opponent ever. Just play good Carolina basketball.
There you go. See you tomorrow.
All right. And I'm going to go home and practice some free throws, too.
Yeah, get the waste basket and your Nerf hoop.